This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. An Iranian appeals court has upheld a verdict sentencing an Iranian-British woman long held in Tehran to another year in prison, her lawyer said on Saturday. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe has already served a five-year prison sentence in the Islamic Republic. Her lawyer told the Associated Press that the appeals court upheld a verdict issued earlier this year, sentencing her to another year. In April, she was sentenced for allegedly spreading propaganda against the system when she participated in a protest in front of the Iranian embassy in London in 2009. She was sentenced to 5 years in prison after being convicted of plotting the overthrow of Iran's government, a charge that she, her supporters, and rights groups deny. While employed at the Thomson Reuters Foundation, the charitable arm of the news agency, she was taken into custody at the Tehran airport in April 2016 as she was returning home to Britain after visiting family. Southeast Asian countries will invite a non-political representative from Myanmar to a regional summit this month, delivering an unprecedented snub to the military leader who led a coup against an elected civilian government in February. The decision taken by foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, marks a rare, bold step for the consensus-driven bloc, which has traditionally favored a policy of engagement and non-interference. French Prime Minister Jean Castex paid tribute on Saturday to history teacher Samuel Paty a year after he was murdered by an Islamist radical, saying France would stand up for its values of secularism and freedom. Paty's attacker, a teenager of Chechen origin, had wanted to avenge the teacher's use of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. This is VOA News. Russia reported a record 1,002 deaths from coronavirus on Saturday, the first time the daily number has passed the 1,000 mark since the start of the pandemic. New COVID-19 cases confirmed in the past 24 hours were at 33,208, setting a record for the fifth consecutive day, the Russian Coronavirus Task Force is saying. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton's health is improving, but he will remain in a California hospital for at least another night to receive antibiotics for a urological infection that's spread to his bloodstream. That's what his spokesperson's saying. The 75-year-old Clinton, who served as president from 1993 to 2001, entered the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday night after suffering from fatigue. He spoke with U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday. NASA launched its first-of-a-kind mission on Saturday to study Jupiter's Trojan asteroids. Those are two large clusters of space rocks that scientists believe are remnants of primordial material that form the solar system's outer planets. The space probe, dubbed Lucy and packed inside a special cargo capsule, lifted off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. And South Korea plans to test its first domestically produced space launch vehicle next week, a major step towards jump-starting that country's space program and achieving ambitious goals in 6G networks, spy satellites, and even lunar probes. If all goes well, the three-stage Nuri rocket designed by the Korea Aerospace Research Institute will carry a dummy satellite into space on Thursday. And a manicure salon in Malaysia is selling painted and press-on nail designs based on the television show Squid Game. It's the latest small business to cash in on the soaring popularity of the South Korean series. The salon on the outskirts of Kuala Lumpur has designed a set of nails for each of the show's 9 episodes. And in Colombia, 24 out of 80 hippopotamuses roaming on the former ranch of the late Colombian drug kingpin Pablo Escobar are sterilized due to the uncontrolled spread of the invasive species. For more on these and other international news making headlines today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.